From my point, I sort of have an idea of a story. Like, say, the last one I'd done, I met my oldest boy for the first time, and he's 14 years old, you know. So he just asked me for, he wanted two long-necked turtles, and he wanted orange. And I thought, that's going to be difficult. I've never painted with orange, you know, but actually turned out okay. And the story is, I put two long-necked turtles, and that's me and him, represents me and him. And there's a sort of border going through the middle, but we're passing over that border, and we're meeting up. From my point of view, that's like our dreaming, you know. We're living our dreaming, when stories will be told in the future from our dreaming as well. That's what I think, anyway.
Beautiful case, Rock.
Yeah, I think like a lot of us, we have pretty much, you know, we'll go through pretty much the same process. You know, what I mean, I just start with, you know what I mean, like I'll do the animal first, and sort of I'll take it from there, you know what I mean, like I think of the animal I want to use, and then I'll sort of fill in the rest then, you know what I mean, I'll fill in the blanks, because, you know what I mean, like once I've got the animal that's in my mind right sweet, then I know, you know, what I want to put around, whether I want to put water holes or a landscape, or, you know what I mean, whether I want a dotted crosshatch or whatever it might be, you know, the colours, you know, because, you know what I mean, for me it's like, I always want my colour palette to sort of be a nice, vibrant, you know, bright, something that's attractive to look at, that sort of it demands respect. You got to keep looking at it. Yeah. So, that's sort of what I do.